Gill's War, post 720. Gill knew Junkers and Heinkels, whose synchronized engines called out from the darkness above his farm, the migratory clamor he can hear even now and say, that's theirs. Enmeshed in the metal roaring of every particle of air, he stood at the edge of a field when three Spitfires jumped him, and inside the speed boy low pushed back hump of the cockpit, the pilot saw him and nodded his head. He pushed close, cheek touching the brick wall on hearing the droning bee buzz of the V1s cut out, an explosion all vibrato rolling up his legs as if a dynamo had come to sudden life beneath him. Sitting apart on the Lancaster with others like him, their ferry to North Country safety, he cozied into a mattress, but later, unafraid, crept about the fitfully asleep and found the pilots who swaddled him in a jacket and leather helmet so he might listen to the breaking voices of all those alone with him in the air.